أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا، أبي القاسم محمد. والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. أما بعد، قد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم:
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد،
من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. The Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, whoever understands himself or herself will understand his or her Lord. All of religion and all the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed because of the mercy that He has for His creation, the purpose of all of that was for His creation to understand who He is. 124,000 prophets, they came over and they delivered the message so that in every era and time, the creation can have a link, can have a connection to their Lord. This particular tradition has been also narrated from Aimma alayhim salam as well, is one of the most beautiful traditions from the Masumin alayhim salam in regards to the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its depth of it cannot be measured by the small capacity that we have or I have. I decided to go into the explanation of this particular hadith and inshallah ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to get to know Him better so that we can obey Him better. Man in Arabic is without gender, so it's not specifying that it is only man, but it anyone. So if that person happens to be a man or a woman, arafa nafsahu, understands, and this arafa ma'rifat is the deepest understanding. It's not just a matter of when you read a book, if you were to read just one or two pages and you say that I understand the book, you do not have ma'rifat of this book. If you read all of the pages, and after reading all of the pages, you have understood all of the pages, then you can say that you have ma'rifah of this particular book. If we were to explain to you about the first part of the hadith, the reason why I chose the example of a book is that this understanding, it's like writing your own autobiography. So if somebody was to ask you, can you write your autobiography, obviously you would be able to do that because you lived with yourself for 35, 40, 50, 10, 15, 20 years. And there should be no one else who should understand you better than yourself. True? But you would be surprised that if somebody actually asks you to do the autobiography of yourself, you will be able to write less pages than if somebody was to ask you to write the biography of someone else. And the reason for that is that the ulama-i akhlaq, they say that the reason why ma'rifat of nafs, they say that it is impossible and easy. So they said that it is impossible and easy. So these are two contradictions, right? It's impossible and also easy. Either it's impossible or it's easy. They say the reason why it's impossible is because all of our time that we are awake, our focus is outside. Our eyes are always looking at other things. We are not looking at ourselves. So if, for example, you are looking at me at the moment, and if my, for example, glasses are a bit crooked, or my hat is a little bit crooked, or if I have something here on my beard, or the number of white hair that I have, you are able to count that. And just like that, I can see what is on your face and what kind of, you know, if there is anything on your face, I can notice that, but you cannot. So they say because it is that waking hours we spend is that our attention is always outside, it is an impossible task. But the reason why they say it's very easy is that all you have to do is stop looking at outside. And when you stop looking at outside, the only being you will be able to see is yourself. So it is very easy as well. But the condition is that you have to stop looking outwardly. For example, even to the faults, if I was to ask you, can you name me your faults? You know, it's like a good one of the interview questions they always ask, where a person gets the most difficulty. In the other questions, the technicals, data, or so forth, it would be very easy to explain. But when they say, can you name a few weaknesses and a few of your strengths, a person gets a very difficult, has a difficult time explaining that. But if you were to say, you know, explain the faults of someone else. Then God forbid that you ask the wife, that can you name the faults of your husband? There will be a massive list. But if you were to say, can you name some of your own faults? Even if the faults are written in that page, they would indirectly be the faults of the husband. Meaning the faults that they have is the indirect result of the faults of the husband. And vice versa. So, when we are trying to understand and trying to comprehend and have a deep understanding, we have to stop focusing our attention on other people. There's a person who said that become the change that you would like to see. Become the change that you would like to see. We try to change others. We focus on the faults of others and we try to change others. But if the amount of effort that we are putting on others, if we were to put just a little bit towards our own selves, we would get a lot more results in the society, in the community, in the country, in the world. Than always being focused to change others and to count their faults and say what is wrong with them. So in reality, this marifat of the nafs, in regards to it, you have, this is the condition. Otherwise, it's impossible. You will live for 50 years, 60 years, hatta I would say that you can be here on this earth for 1,000 years. And if you were to be brought back again for another 1,000 years, and then have to be brought back again for another 1,000 years, you would never understand yourself. Why do you think that people are, who are going to be in hell, it seems quite, they will be saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us another opportunity. Give us another opportunity. Let us go back to the earth and let us do the good deeds and let us obey you and we will do the promise that we are making to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, no. Even if I was to send you back over and over again, you are going to do exactly the same thing as you did in the first time. And those people who have understood themselves, you will find those kind of people in the camp of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salawat pray Muhammad wa Allah. They went in Shabi Ashur, at the night of the 10th day of Muharram. Shabi Ashur, the companions of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling them that, "Ya Imam," because Imam said, "You can go. I'll turn the lights off and you can go." They said, "Ya Imam, we will never leave you. If we have to be cut into little pieces and then brought back and cut into little pieces and brought back and cut into little pieces as many times," some of them said 70 times, some of them said 1,000 times, "or if we are going to be burned alive, we will never leave you. Our support would always be with you." Why are they able to say it so convincingly, with conviction, and they're able to prove that in front of all of the difficulties? Is because they understood themselves. When they understood themselves, they understood their Lord. When they understood their Lord, they understood the Imam of their time. When they understood the Imam of their time, they understood that what their obligation was towards the safety of that Imam of time. And because of that knowledge and because of this marifat, all the difficulties of Karbala, they were not difficulties anymore. They took those as steps forward for them to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them to have darajat in heaven, and everybody was competing. The father is saying, "No, I will go first." The son is saying, "No, I will go first." And then Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw one of his companions, he was upset, he saw his face down, upset. He said, "Why are you upset?" He said, "Ya Imam," Imam said, "Are you afraid of death?" He said, "No Imam, I'm not afraid of death. But what I was thinking right now is that I am going to go to the battlefield and I will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and between that time frame and me not being close to you, I'm upset about that." How are these people able to become the companions of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that nobody else had the companions that I did? It's because they understood themselves. If you look at Hazrat Hur Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam understood himself. When he understood himself, he realized what he had done. When he realized what he had done, he was able to see heaven and hell. When he was able to see heaven and hell, he decided that the Lord of his is not going to be happy with him if he's not going to support the Imam of time. So he decided to have his hands tied in rope, go in a humble manner toward the Imam of the time and ask for forgiveness. Understanding yourself is the key to understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this whole sentence, if someone doesn't understand themselves, what will happen? What will be the result for the second part? They will not be able to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone is able to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? They will be able to understand themselves. So this equation that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, is giving, it's connected with each other. Both are not separate, but they are intertwined, and one without the other is not possible. So now the question or the explanation of what nafs is. Nafs, in trying to explain in very simple terms, is when you say I. Nafs, when you understand, when you say I. When you say he, what do you understand? It's not you. When you say she, you understand it's not you. When you say they, you understand it's not you. It's only when in your conversation you say I, you are saying that I, yani yourself. So nafs is actually I. So in your conversation to yourself, And in the conversation with others, whenever you're using the word I, is an indication of what your nafs or you understand of yourself to be. I want to, for example, drink water. I want to study. I want to do my homework. I want to get the best marks possible so my parents are happy and they can give me all the PS3s and all the games that I want. I want to become a soldier of Imam Shaman Shatwa Salaam. I want to, or I would, or I know. All of these things, whatever in the conversation you use, I, that is you. That is yourself. And you can understand that in your own conversation to yourself and when you are talking to others. If I say, I am hungry, can someone tell me that whether this statement would let me know who I am? Because we said that you can look at any statement that says I, and you can decipher it, break it down, and understand who you are. If I say, I am hungry, that would not make me understand who I am. Why? For example, I say, I need gas. You say gas here, right? Or petrol. Right? I need gas. This I need gas, the other person, what they understand and what you understand, even though you're using the word I, is that your car needs gas. It is not you who needs gas. It is your car which needs gas. The person that you're saying to also understands that, and you also understand that. But when you say, I am hungry, I need food, in this statement, it's the same statement as I need gas. Why? Because you don't need food. You do not need food. You don't get hungry. You don't get sleepy. You don't get tired. Person comes to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He sees, because he had seen what Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam used to eat. The bread that would be very difficult to even break on your knee with strength, with water. He saw his diet and he came to Imam and said, Imam, you're the same person who lifted Khaybar. You're the same person who lifted the door of Khaybar. Imam says, how can you lift the door of Khaybar by this diet? He said, it was not the strength of my body, it was the strength of my iman. It was the strength of my iman that I was able to lift that door. So, here if we are thinking of ourselves as I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm sleepy, I'm this, I'm that, you'll never be able to understand yourself. You always have to differentiate. And if you can differentiate, will you get still hungry? What will happen is that because this is a biological machine, just like, you know, you can say, I don't need gas, but once the fuel tank goes into E, you're going to need gas. Even though how many times you say you don't need gas, to a certain degree, you need to live. And to live with this form that Allah has given to you, you do need food. But you as I, as nafs that is in this hadith, that is not the meaning of that I here. Your body needs. So if you are going to put here, man arafa nafsahu, yani man arafa, whoever understands his body, understands his Lord, this equation will not fit in. Because by this definition, the best waliullah and awsiyadullah should be doctors. Because who better understands the body than the doctors? But here, this nafs which is meant here is you, and your essence is the soul. It is not this body of yours. So now, to understand the soul is obviously a discussion which requires a lengthy explanation, and it's the best time to do this is early in the morning. At this time of night, it's probably not the best idea. When a person came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and he asked Allah salam, he asked Imam, he said, Imam, what is the soul? Imam said that it is from the Amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's it, and he goes away. Another person comes, he says, Imam, what is the soul? Imam goes in a lengthy explanation and explains the soul to this person, and the third person, or person who was standing beside Imam, who saw these two people come and ask the same question, and the response of Imam was different. This person said, Imam, what is the reason? That to this person, you just said that it is from the Amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with this person, you gave a detailed explanation. Imam said that it was due to the capacity of both individuals. That one person who came, now this is one of the karamat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that the person comes, Imam knows what his capacity is. They both ask the same question. They both ask the same question, but comes, says, Imam understands what the capacity is, tells to the other individual, and details to them is just Amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example you can find in Najul Balagha, and that is of Hazrat Ammam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on his soul. Hazrat Ammam comes, says to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam, I would like to know the qualities of the muttaqi, of the people who are with the intense level of taqwa. And Imam said, okay, you know, just do the obligations, make sure that you don't commit the forbidden, and that's it, inshallah, muttaqi. Hazrat Ammam says, no, I would like to know more. Imam said, no, it's okay. And when he insisted a lot, Imam started explaining the qualities of the pious. And you can find that in Hajjul Balagha, and it is beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the heart and the soul of Hazrat Ammam, that when we pick up Hajjul Balagha and read those qualities, that just like how Hazrat Ammam were not able to bear the burden of all of that, he cried and left this world. And Imam Ali said, the reason why I was hesitating in giving him this information is because of Imam's heart. But because he insisted, the other people were, okay, Imam, you know this. How come this doesn't happen to you? Well, you were also present when Imam was explaining to Hazrat Ammam how I didn't. It happened to you. The reason is that every soul is different than the other soul. You know how our bodies are? They're twins. Identical twins can look exactly, but there is certain little bit of difference where the mother can tell, or people who see them a lot can tell. But with soul, it is so diverse. How diverse it is? Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this universe, which is made of matter, the souls are shaped with all the things that are made of matter, combined, mutated together. I can tell you how to see your soul, but if you would like, because it might become a problem. I'm not saying you are Hazrat Ammam or anything like that, but you will not look at yourself the same way as you do right now. I would like you to go home and write down the bad habits that you have. I want you to go home and write down the bad habits that you have. If you wrote in there greed equals, and you can write there ant? Ant, you've seen ant? Not auntie, ant, right? Or the insect. You write down, make a shape of that or write down ant. If you said stealing equals, make a face of a mice or mouse. Okay, make a picture of a mouse. If you said hurting other individuals equals snake. You can go through all of these habits, and if we have time, we can go through all of the habits that you might have and give you a shape. Now, make a figure on that paper that has the ears or the nose of the mouse, of the ant, of the snake, of all of those different things. Make it combined and you will get a product. You will get a mutated product. And this mutated product is the shape of your soul. On the day of judgment, when all the wheels and all the hijabs, wheels are lifted, what you will see is that. And you can see that in this world. Right now you're looking at me. If you try to look for me on the day of judgment, you'll be looking at someone with this beard, this nose, these eyes, these eyelashes and so forth. And you'll be looking, where is the Hassan? You will not find me on the day of judgment in this shape. You will find me on the day of judgment in the shape of my soul that I have made. The secret behind the Sharia of Islam is that. And the true secrets of the Sharia, of fiqh, of the rules and laws of Islam, will be revealed to us when the 12th Imam comes. At that time, he will reveal all the secrets behind all the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And we will understand that this particular point that I'm making to you. Now what if on the same figure that you've made, now what you do, you say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. For which sin? Greed. And completely submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness, you can erase the shape of a the chori gata ant. Okay? If you look at the animal kingdom, you will find certain instincts or certain things that the animals are known for. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like someone who just who gets angry. The physical form in this matter, in this world, for anger is a dog. Someone who cannot control their anger, their physical form of their soul is of a dog. And you can go through discovery and see all the animal kingdom, and you will be able to see, because the shape of the soul, it can take any of that form. Because it is latif, it is more flexible than matter. It's above matter. Salawat par Muhammad Ali.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So when we will be able to truly look at ourselves and understand what our bad habits are, and we slowly will work on that and remove and erase and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and obey Him and submit to His will, what will happen? Slowly, slowly, the shape of our soul will start becoming in the shape of a human being. A human being made of light. A human being, when he will be resurrected, the light that will emanate from that person, the beings, all the angels, will be surprised. A human being who will be resurrected in proper clothing, nice clothes, with a limo waiting, with angels, aur sab aage aap tashreef lekar aaye, come, open the door, please go inside, and the limo is going above all the people who are musked and mutated in the forms of animals and so forth. When you hear about the day of judgment that the mother will run away from the son, The reason why the mother will run away from the son is because she is looking at this creature that she never saw in this world. And her fear of that would make her run away. So when we become that shape and form, what will happen? We will build the capacity to understand what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu. And this is the best and the only way which will get you to the deepest of understandings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are other ways that you can go and find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is the best, and you can, as I mentioned to you, it is the easiest because you have that book yourself. You don't need to go look at a bookshelf, go to a library, go on a website to buy a book. You don't have to do any of that. This book is with you. A person asked this Arif, he said that, you know, you read and so forth. He said, no, I don't. I have a book, and that is of my nafs, and that is enough for me to read. If you're able to understand all of these things, and inshallah, if we have the opportunity and the physical strength, not the strength, for this conversation you need physical strength and you also need the strength of your soul as well. Inshallah, we can go in more detail, but so as far as what we said today, if you have any questions about that as well, tomorrow when we're going to come together, you can ask me those questions and I'll be happy to answer for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be resurrected on the Day of Judgment in the form of a human being. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability in this world to be able to serve the Imam of our time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make His coming as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. Allahumma.